Hadid about her daughter's plastic surgery. It's a Dish debate you don't want to miss.
Plus, Erin Andrews and Tia Mowry are both dealing with a lot of tears. We'll explain.
And later, I'm talking to Regina Hall about the Oscars and her new movie, Master.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yay!
And if you couldn't tell, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and we got a little headgear on. Yeah, baby, Gary looks beautiful.
Thank you.
But Gary, what you got first, baby?
Okay, y'all. Now, a few days ago, honey, we saw, honey, that selfie of Pete Davidson in bed with what looked like, y'all, a tattoo of Kim Kardashian's name on his chest. Well, Kim just told Ellen DeGeneres, y'all, that it's actually a branding. Y'all, check this out.
He has a few tattoos, a few cute ones, you know, that he got. But this one is the Kim one isn't a tattoo. It's actually a branding. The other ones are like cutesy things. I think my favorite one, it says my girl is a lawyer.
All right, y'all, now this is the question, honey. Does this mean, honey, that Pete and Kim are more serious than we thought?
Hell yeah.
I
would have much rather it been a tattoo, a brand. That's like forever. You got to like get like skin surgery to get that right.
He probably wanted to show her that he really loves her and he's going to get something better and more painful than a tattoo, a brand. Isn't that where your skin keloids?
Yeah, it does. But let me tell y'all something. Kim Kardashian she's playing on words, honey, with you Africans in America. That's a damn tattoo. She just said branded. Well, it don't sound like he got a tattoo.
Oh, like Kim is a brand, so a tattoo.
Yeah, she just saying that. Yeah, that's a damn tattoo. There ain't no damn brand. He didn't get like no cattle and get a
That's what I thought.
Yeah, no, she lying.
Well, maybe he left. This is what trips me out about Pete and Kim, because we didn't think it was going, we thought it was just a fun thing.
Right.
He's been with a number of very high profile women. Yeah. So what is it that him and Kim have and it's been so explosive so quick?
It's the Skims. It's the Skims.
Is it the Skims that make it so that y'all are like so soul connected?
Well, I don't want to say what it is, but I think it is serious, so I'm not
going to
say.
Yeah, you know, good poom poom drives a sane man cray cray. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it make you do all types
and vice versa, because I heard he's not lacking in packing at all.
But if they ever break up, he can cover up my girlfriend's an attorney or my girlfriend's a lawyer.
An attorney.
My girl's a lawyer. But the brand, how do you hide a brand?
You got to just add on to it, Chewy, and make it spell Kim Possible. And he can say that. The show growing up as a kid. I really liked it.
A brand. Would y'all ever get branded for your significant other?
Hell no.
No?
It just seemed like it would hurt so bad.
Yeah, I don't like pain like that.
And you can hear it sizzle.
Your skin be sizzling?
The sizzle.
Something wrong with
the
that.
The sizzle.
All right, last night was The Masked Singer, and another contestant went home.
Emmy Award-winning superstar, sportscaster, my man, Joe Buck.
That's right. The Ram was revealed to be sportscaster Joe Buck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting.
But that's not even the crazy part. We got some other Dish on the show. Now, it seems like one of the season's celebrities is annoying the other contestants by bringing in a huge entourage with them to rehearsals. The unnamed star is going against the tradition of showing up solo, and this could reveal the identity if any of their crew is recognized. Mm. So,
wow.
What do y'all think? You think it's somebody who's flashy in real life? Because they sure don't know how to be discreet. Unfortunately, I feel like it's probably a rapper, and I'm thinking it's Diddy.
Well,
I'm thinking it's a rapper.
It's a rapper.
Yeah, like Diddy. Don't do that.
Yeah. Right. I've never seen Diddy by himself ever.
I was told it might be Miss Taylor, honey. That's what my friend told me that lives in L.A.
Liz Taylor?
Tiana.
Oh.
But, like, sometimes these artists bring their whole township with them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how is anybody left in the neighborhood you came from? Because they're all backstage.
Mm-hmm. And how do they fit you all in the studio when you interviewing them?
They both guarded in, honey.
They don't bring everybody like that. I remember probably the biggest entourage I've ever seen was either Drake's or J-Lo's.
Wow.
J-Lo had 7 security guards with her, yo.
Wow.
She was rolling deep.
Now, Sherry, when you did Masked Singer, that's when they didn't have a budget, huh? Because now they have a bigger budget. They let the people go with them.
Why are you being shady,
you
Gary?
Because that's his middle name.
Why are you being shady?
And that ain't none of my Gary business because I got my check.
Exactly.
I got my check, so the budget ain't none of my business.
High five.
I got my money.
Sherry got paid, you big meanie.
Oh.
To the legs. Well, The Masked Singer isn't the only show Joe Buck left. He and Troy Aikman also just left Fox Sports for ESPN's Monday Night Football.
Yes. Mm.
And their fellow sportscaster, Erin Andrews, was really broken up about it. Erin said, I am known for being one tough cookie, but when I had to speak to both of those guys separately, oh God, I cried. I told both of them that I came to Fox to work with them. They became my brothers and they became my best friends. Oh. So I'm sad, but I'm so happy for them.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
very beautiful.
Nice. That's nice. She wants to go with them. That's what
I know she does. You know, when your best friends leave, you kind of feel alone.
Right.
Yeah. Now she's got to, you know, bond with other people she don't know.
Yeah. That's a family.
That's a family.
It's like us. We are a family. Like, I absolutely adore and love each and every one of you. Like, you guys are just more than my coworkers. You're my family.
We were sad as hell when Portia left, and when you was gone, Chewy, and when Sherry's gone, we don't feel right.
Yeah.
We be sad.
Well, this is the deal. Won't y'all leave and let me see how I feel, because I don't know right now.
Yeah, we ain't gonna feel nothing when you leave, Gary. Oh. Well, y'all, moving on. It's time for a
Dish Debate.
Well, let me let y'all know the fans are roasting Yolanda Hadid over social media over her supermodel daughter, Bella Hadid. So Bella recently did an interview, and she revealed that she got a nose job when she was just 14 years old.
And
she regretted
it. That's young.
Now, Twitter users are calling her out, calling her mom out, actually, for allowing her to go under the knife at such a young age. But what y'all think about this? Was she wrong as a mother or what?
I don't think it's any of our business, but don't our bodies stop changing like around 20, 25 between those?
They're
she should have waited?
Maybe.
Let that nose settle on that old face. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what it's going to do until you get to that age.
Exactly.
You look at Bella Hadid. She is a supermodel.
She got more money than us.
It's so funny because people tell you got to get certain stuff done to have a job, to keep a job. I think in the case of doing this, like being funny, you have to have imperfections.
Yes.
Like you can't, what we do, you can't be perfect.
Right.
Right.
You gotta be like, you know, Brat, you stand out, which is what has made you who you are.
I think we're a good looking bunch though.
Yeah, we all have our special unique
things about us that makes us who we are.
I think if I had to do it, I would probably fuller my lips, get my lips a little fuller.
No, Gary, they big enough. Gary.
They big enough?
Yeah, you're good.
Because you sure talk a lot of
They're pretty full.
Yep. You don't need no bigger lips for that.
No, you don't. Speaking of parents, Tia Mowry is bursting with pride over her 10-year-old son, Cree's latest accomplishment. She posted a sweet video on IG after he was accepted into his dream school. Take a look at this, y'all. This is so touching,
really excited. What are they doing at the school?
I
wanted to DM her and go, what school was this?
Right.
But the thing is, though, Jeffrey in there.
This is nice and all that hell, but I mean, she at least got his permission before she posted him, y'all, honey, on social media crying like that. It was just so touching, but.
When you work as hard as she does to, like, allow your children to live that kind of lifestyle, you don't have to ask permission for nothing.
Oh, really?
No.
Mm-hmm. And Gary, for her son to be crying like that, it costs a lot of money.
The only school that would make my kid cry like that is if he went to, like, Fortnite Academy.
That is the only
school that would make him cry those tears of joy.
Okay. I cried like that when I showed up at Popeye's and I finally got the chicken sandwich. Like, I was that happy. I need to try the fish one now.
Well, all right, baby, honey. Miss Britney Spears says, honey, fear tastes better than pity and love. Mm. We'll explain right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Britney Spears has a toxic request for everyone. She wants everyone to fear her. Mm. So Brit posted a photo of herself, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, literally, after a trip to Las Vegas as a tourist, and said this was the best trip ever because she didn't have to worry about work or the paparazzi taking horrible photos of her, and she was able to live.
She
switched gears and told followers, now, Brat, yo, you have an amazing Britney Spears. Can you run it for me?
Okay. Don't ever pity me. I don't want to be loved. I want to be feared. Being loved and being nice got me taken advantage of. So take your pity and go yourselves.
Ooh. All right. Okay.
That was great,
thank you very much.
We're getting that Emmy. We're getting it.
Good job. We're going to get that award.
Imagine like Britney Spears having to fire an incompetent assistant. Yeah. What does that even sound like?
Or just being mad.
Leave me alone. You're fired. I hate you. You're not going to handle my business anymore. My finances are now mine. You're not my father. Yes. Let's get naked on IG.
Here we go again, guys. Gary. Oh, my gosh. Gary, there's a new biography out about your cousins and them over the pond.
Wow.
Ooh, girl, now that sounds like a royal report, honey. But hold on. Hold on, Sherry, girl. Let me just go ahead on and get my things, girl, because that sounds real good.
Are you royal, Gary?
Yes. Honey, let's go, honey.
All right. Well, you got royal honor. So in the new book, Queen of Our Times, The Life of Queen Elizabeth II, The author is claiming that the queen was extremely upset that 3 out of her 4 children were divorced. Mm. And if you didn't know, Prince Charles, Prince Andrew, and her daughter, Princess Anne, were all divorced, making Prince Edward the only heir to the throne to stay married.
Wow.
So according to a staffer from the Buckingham Palace, Her Majesty was distressed, and even after being told divorce was a common practice, she showed sheer sadness at the, am I going Irish?
I don't
and
know.
Exasperation.
It was like the royal family, like all like related, like they're like kind of like
they're all cousins.
Yeah,
they're all cousins.
So, maybe there's like some deficiency going on in there, like to where like they don't have it all together. And Gary, when you look at it, you got 3 royal cousins, Prince Charles, Andrew, Princess Anne. They all got divorced in the 90s. Were you around the family during that time? And was there any level of advice that you offered to try to help them level up?
Well, actually, Hancock, I was at boarding school at the time.
Okay.
I was not around all of that. So, but I just wish they all stayed together because we love Andrew, Anne, and Andrew.
No, and when you look at these women in these pictures, they all look sexually unsatisfied. Every last one of them.
Yeah, they do.
They were definitely.
They all do.
They were definitely. I can assure you that Andrew never satisfied. What's her name?
It's deal time, and Morning Save spokesperson Rosalind Daniels is here. What you got for us today, Roz?
Hey, you guys. So summer is coming up, and the Empower Cool Breeze Flex Neck Fan is going to keep you nice and cool while you're getting that body right. It's portable and adjustable, so you can use it and feel nice and comfortable with it around your neck. You can use it while you're working out, and it's also good to wear when you are taking a nice little stroll on a nice hot day.
Oh, okay, now, honey. So if you're a sweaty man, honey, you can just scan the QR code below and buy you one now.
Okay, if you have long hair, you do not have to worry because the fan's bladeless technology is not going to mess with your tresses. And you guys, remember that it has 18 hours of use from one single charge. So you can get a lot done with only one charge.
Oh.
And it comes in 3 different colors. So you can get it in black, white, or aqua.
Okay, I'm sold. How much is it?
Now, usually I've seen this go for as high as $60, but now everyone can get it for only $29.
What? Wow, Rosalind, now that is a deal. Everybody head on over to MorningSave.com and get yours today and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up next, I'm sitting down with one of this year's Oscars hosts, Regina Hall, to talk about our new film, The Oscars, and so much more. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and joining us is the beautiful, the talented, a tour de force, if you will, the one, the only, Regina Hall. What up, queen?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me back.
Hey, you are welcome in the Dish Nation studios and airwaves anytime. You're down by law.
This is the first time I haven't been there in person beside you.
I'm having withdrawals, you know, between COVID and everything, you know what I'm saying? But we put it together. Now, last time you came through, Regina, it was for the comedy Little, with you and Marcia Martin. But this movie, Master, is a completely different kind of situation. If you had to explain it to somebody who was checking out in a grocery store, how would you explain this film to them?
I would say it's like a thriller, right? I think our director called it a spooky drama, but a thriller. You know, it's got a little social commentary. It's a little suspenseful. There's a little bit of humor in there too, right? I don't know. It's a combination. It's like its own genre.
Got you. And one thing I love about watching you work, Miss Hall, is like every time you do something, I believe it. You know what I mean? So even when you look at Master, I actually believe that you were like working at a school campus and being a part of, the board. If you were to be an expert of anything, any level of canonical studies at any university, what do you feel like you would be a master in?
Good question. Maybe some kind of food critic. I might need to be at a culinary school. I got really good taste buds. But I also would love to study theology, sociology. I like studying groups and backgrounds. That would be fun.
That'd be dope. Let's just say in real life, Ms. Hall, if you had one ghostly encounter with a late celebrity, who would it be?
Prince. Bring it on. Little purple, little purple love. I love Prince, yeah.
That man right there is eternal. And speaking of scary things, your congratulations to be hosting the Oscars this year. What is more
scary? I love that segue. That was brilliant. And speaking of scary things, you are right. Yes, go ahead.
So what's more scary? Like, you know, having a ghostly encounter in real life or preparing to do something like the Oscars where everyone is so judgy no matter how great one does?
I don't know. They're both terrifying, aren't they? Either way, I mean, this one, there is some excitement mixed with it too.
Well, they definitely got the right queens for the job. Regina Hall, Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer. Are there any like sketches on deck? How are you guys pregame?
We've been doing a lot of drinking. Yeah, we're getting high. You know what I mean? So the stuff can flow. So this is like more research. No, we just been talking and trying to sketch out what the show will feel like. There'll probably be some bits in there too, you know, and to keep the show moving, you know, but at the end of the day, the show is about the movies. You know what I mean? We're there to celebrate film.
You know, drinking, smoking, getting high, it seems like it's a lot like college.
Oh, well, that's why we're preparing. You know what I mean? You join us in our research and help us make this night a great one.
I'm all about the study group. Now, the movie is called Master. It's about to make an impact. Be sure you tap in and check it out on Amazon Video. One time for the one, the only, Miss Regina Hall. Thanks for dishing with us, queen.
Thank you so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, this is our last story of the day, so... Freeloaders out there, it looks like the party is over, darling. Okay?
No.
Yes, Netflix is testing a feature that will prevent sharing passwords with other people outside of your household for
Boo.
Free.
Oh,
I know.
That sucks.
That does suck.
I did a show with Gabriel Iglesias on Netflix called Mystery Iglesias. Now, this is basically Latino black folks watching. Right. Everybody I talked about, they kept saying, I'm not signing up on Netflix to watch your show. So I gave everybody my password, which we all did.
A lot of people get their Netflix password compromised and, like, you don't even know who's using your Netflix until you realize that you don't need to continue watching this foreign language show that you definitely didn't start watching.
Right.
So why should I have to pay the extra fees just because somebody in Uganda wanted to start watching some show that
somebody
I never heard of?
Somebody took my Netflix account. They compromised, like you said, HK, and it was somebody in India. And they had, you know, when they got the boxes with your name, he like totally took mine off.
No.
And it was
somebody did that to me with Disney. They changed it to all
Spanish.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
That's
and changed the password.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't even get into my Netflix account.
HK, that was me, man. My bad, bro. I'm so sorry. Like,
Martinez! I should have
known Martinez. I'm so sorry.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.